Hello, welcome to episode 67 of the Creating Happy Writers podcast. It's so great that you're here, ready to dive into another episode about writing and publishing nonfiction or business books. My name is Steph Caswell. I'm a multi-published author and a writing coach on a mission to remove the overwhelm, confusion, and frustration from the writing process and give you the confidence and knowledge to pursue your writing goals. I'm also dedicated to helping more women write business-boosting books so that they can stand out, earn more, and be known in their niches. If you want to learn more about writing or publishing your business or nonfiction book, you can do two things. Firstly, sign up to my weekly free newsletter, The Write Stuff, full of writing and publishing advice straight to your inbox every Thursday. Or you can grab a copy of my book, Dare to Write, which walks you step by step from your initial book idea to a published manuscript. It's available right now on Amazon. Links to both of those things will be in the show notes. Before we go any further today, I'd like to share some fun podcast news with you. This very podcast has been shortlisted for an independent podcast award in the books category. I'm absolutely thrilled and I feel so delighted that the judges could see what I'm trying to do with this show. The award ceremony is on the 23rd of October, and I'll definitely keep you posted with any results. Anywho, let's get started with today's episode, which is laser focused on the biggest obstacle you face as a writer, yourself. I got the idea for this episode from Mel Robbins' newsletter a few months ago about the concept of you versus you. And it got me thinking about how we can apply this to ourselves as writers, yes, but also as business owners. And we can often look externally for reasons as to why we're struggling with our writing or with our business. Perhaps we think we're in direct competition with those in our niches. And of course we are, but we're also in competition with somebody far more tricky, which is ourselves, because we have expectations, we have aspirations, we have dreams, goals, ambitions, all of these things that matter to us. And to be able to achieve them can mean that we have to be in a little bit of a battle with ourselves to get that stuff done, to do the work, to show up, to be consistent, all this stuff that sometimes just feels bloody hard. And I just thought it was such a great topic to consider for a podcast episode, because I know as a writer, I can often be my own worst critic, my own worst enemy, somebody who stands in the way of my progress. But also as a business owner, I can be somebody who has great ideas and very creative when it comes to creating new services, new workshops, new podcast episodes. But actually getting them done and out there and delivering them, other than the podcast, I must say, can be quite tricky, because it's one thing to think of an idea, it's quite another to actually execute that idea and get it out there and do it. And I feel that I'm my own worst enemy a lot of the time. And I wonder whether you might feel the same. Not with everything, but I'm working really hard to be my biggest cheerleader and to do the things I say I'm going to do by making them perhaps slightly less enormous sometimes. Like, I know the overall outcome that I want, but actually maybe it's about thinking, what are the smaller steps? What are the smaller things I can be doing so I feel successful, so I feel I'm making progress, and also I'm not constantly battling against myself. Anyway, why does it matter? Well, it matters because we are the person we spend most of our time with, the most of our time with. Of course we are, because we are within ourselves, talking to ourselves constantly. And there is a statistic out there about how many thoughts we have a day. And I haven't written it down, which is irritating, because I feel like I thought I should find that out for this episode. And now I'm down in the cabin recording this. I didn't do that, dear listener. I apologize. But it's in the tens of thousands of thoughts that we have a day. And often there's a percentage, again, statistically, there is a percentage where they are negative. We have a negativity bias. We are a human that has negativity bias. We look for the negatives. We look for the danger. We look for the threat. And obviously that's an evolutionary thing, but it gets in the way of like small steps of progress, small things we can be doing, because we're always looking to see, actually, how can we have this bias? We have this bias. And then we look to confirm it by saying, well, there you go. See, that didn't work. or you tried that, that failed. Well, don't do that again. And it's really tricky to sometimes have those conversations and to step away from the negativity, so to step away from the inner critic and think to ourselves, okay, how can I be a bit more compassionate to myself? How can I support myself without being always super critical? We have to have a good relationship with ourselves because, as I said, we are the person we spend the most time with. And it's our voice all the time in our heads. So unless we start to think about how can we make that voice a little bit more supportive, positive, compassionate, kind, it's going to be a tricky time ahead. And both in your writing, but also with businesses. So what can it look like for us as writers, but also as business owners? So yes, I spoke about procrastination and self-sabotage. I mean, we can procrastinate because underneath it, we're perhaps fearing what doing this thing will do in a good way. Even if it's we're fearing that it's going to be successful in a bizarre way, it can actually stop us in our tracks. And I did a whole episode on procrastination. I feel like I've done two because it's such a massive topic for so many people, myself included. And if you listen to that episode, you'll know that I procrastinated about giving birth to my second child. So there you go. Full disclosure, I'm a procrastinator and that is something that doesn't help my progress. There's also an element of perfectionism and a fear of failure. So that can mean that we are battling against those thought processes. The imposter syndrome, the negative self-talk, the self-doubt, comparing ourselves to other writers or other business owners. We set ourselves unrealistic goals and expectations. And I saw something the other day on social media where somebody had said that they always overestimate how much they can get done in the time they give themselves. So perhaps you're thinking, right, what's my day look like? Here's my to-do list. And I feel like I can do this quite often. I will plan out a day that in theory makes it look as though I'm going to make a shit ton of progress, or I'm going to really get through all the tasks I need to do for some particular part of the business or for my writing. And I overestimate, and I don't feel like I'm the only one, particularly as I saw that on social media. And I just wanted to say, I'm high-fiving you here, girl. I get that. But also, sometimes it's with struggling with consistency and discipline. And people have various views on discipline. They have various views on perhaps that we are too harsh on ourselves, or that we don't always have to be super disciplined and we need to be a bit more relaxed. I am someone who enjoys, this sounds weird, so I'm really sorry. I enjoy discipline. I enjoy discipline. Perhaps not in the way that maybe your mind has taken you to a place, not that kind of discipline, but a discipline around my writing and what I do for my business and sitting down every day and doing the stuff. I prefer that. I'm not very good at being casual about my approach to things. And I wish I was sometimes. I wish I could be like, you know what, I'm going to take today off, or I'm going to take next Thursday off, or whatever it could be. I find that really hard. I will be honest with you. I find that really hard. And I was part of a mastermind conversation recently where I was asking about, I've now changed my business model. I've got less copywriting so that I can focus more on author support and my own writing. And it's freed up a bit of space, which I've not had in the last 3 years. And I like the space, but I don't know what to do with it in a way that is productive, but also allows me just to have an afternoon off. But I sat there and I got quite emotional on the call, actually, because I thought, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to not work. So in that case, in this whole you versus you conversation, I am my own worst enemy, because I'll sit there and think, well, you could be doing this. You should be doing this. You shouldn't have an afternoon off. I don't know what I would do with an afternoon off or a day off. Yeah, it's something I'm working on and working through, but it's definitely challenging. And then the last one that I feel is very obvious for a lot of us is overthinking and overanalyzing. overthinking about perhaps it could be publishing your work. That's a real overthinker's struggle when it comes to being a writer, is that you have this idea that you want to publish your book, but you overthink and overanalyze every little detail so that you end up putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And that's tricky too. So look, it shows up in so many different ways, the working against ourselves thing. And perhaps we're aware of it. Like, I'm more aware of the fact that I can't take time off very easily. But perhaps it's an opportunity to sit and reflect and think, what are the things that I just listed there? What are the things that I struggle with? Or maybe journal on it and think, what are the things that were brought up today, in the conversation that's made me think about, what am I doing to work against myself rather than for myself? And that's the bit that I want to go on to before we finish today, is how can we start to work more for ourselves rather than being against ourselves, rather than it being you versus you? Why can it not be you with you? And that's what I'm aiming for. And I hope maybe you can aim for that too. So part of it is to develop that growth mindset, to sit and to reflect and to think, what do I do? What do I want to change? And also to feel some element of enthusiasm and motivation that you can change. Neuroplasticity, you don't have to stick with the way your brain has been wired for these last however many years. Like for me, with the overworking and the struggling to not just take a bit of time off, that's something that my brain has kind of created this neural pathway of, like, just, you've got to, every spare moment of time, you have to fill it with work. You can't possibly just sit. And I've been reflecting on where that might come from, but also what can I do to change this behavior? So having a growth mindset, knowing that you can change your behaviors, knowing that you can become your biggest ally rather than your biggest enemy. The next thing, I guess, is setting realistic goals. You know, I was talking about what you can get done in a day or what you can get done in a writing session. That's why I really grasped onto the 30-minute thing, is because for me that's realistic, it's manageable, it's appealing. It doesn't make me think, oh, I've got to write today, which can actually be the case for a lot of people. Or if you're doing stuff for social media, for your business, thinking, okay, I'm going to set the timer for an hour and I'm just going to do as much as I can an hour for this week's content, and then I'm done. It's just trying to think what's realistic and setting more goals like that. Create a consistent routine, have that writing routine, perhaps like I do, where you write at the same time every day, just so that you can sort of start to see the progress and start to support yourself by thinking, no, I'm going to show up, I'm going to be here for me. But also in that same breath, if you don't quite make it to that session, not being super overly critical and being like, well, the whole book's in jeopardy now, which is how I can sometimes feel if I miss a writing session. I'll be like, oh dear, well, you're not going to hit your target, are you? You're not going to hit your next milestone. And I have to be like, stop it. Then we need to practice self-compassion and positive self-talk. We need to embrace imperfection. We need to think to ourselves, okay, I need to be more compassionate. So when we catch ourselves, when we have that awareness, when we say things to ourselves that are unkind, to be like, no, what am I going to say instead? When I catch myself saying this stuff, what am I going to say instead? And writing that down, journaling it out. We can't be expected to hold everything in our heads. And this is what frustrates me a little bit about my own technique, is I have all these ideas, or I have this thing, right, you know, every time I catch myself thinking I can't take an afternoon off, what am I going to say instead? And actually, if I struggle with how to take an afternoon off, what could I do in that afternoon? Give myself some options and then think, okay, I want to take next week Thursday, I don't know why I'm picking a Thursday, but I will, Thursday afternoon off, and I'm going to do one of these things. So I'm not having to hold, like, oh, I'm going to have to think of something on the day that I do. No, I'm going to think to myself, what do I want to do? What are the things I enjoy? And then choose one of those and give myself that freedom and capability to do it. We also need to think about celebrating the small wins. We need to think about surrounding ourselves with the right people, people who love us, care for us, know what we're trying to do. And that's really important around curating the right people for your particular journey. If it's a writing journey that you need to stop being so against yourself with, find people who are going to support you on that journey. if it's a business thing, surround yourself with people who get what it means to run a business. Because often, if people are not business owners, they don't get it. They don't understand. And sometimes I feel like that with writing, actually. If you're not a writer, why would you? I'm not being harsh on other people or, you know, unkind to other people. It's just a fact. If you're not a writer, you can't relate as much as another writer could. If you're not a business owner, you can't relate as another business owner would. So surround yourself with the right people to help you stop being so hard on yourself, stop making it about you versus you, and give people an opportunity to support you to make it more you're working with yourself, not against yourself. Take breaks. Okay, that's just for me, a little reminder. And take breaks, practice some self-care, practice the self-compassion, you know, use journaling, use meditation, use these things that we have available to us to reflect and to go introspection stuff. That was a terrible sentence. I will redo it. To practice introspection. There we go. Because if we are able to look and navel gaze and turn inwards and think about what we're saying to ourselves, what we're doing to ourselves, we're more likely to make the changes, small changes, little things that we can start doing that make us feel as though we're championing ourselves. And it's really tricky to sometimes identify our limiting beliefs. But when we sit and we truly think to ourselves, what are the things I'm saying? What are the phrases I'm using over and over again? That's when we can begin awareness, yes, but that's when change happens. So we've got to work at being an ally to ourselves. It's not a natural thing. So I just want you to know that you versus you is a good thing in a way, because it's something we can control and change. We can't control the thoughts or the actions or the beliefs of other people, but we can control ours. And that should feel really liberating. We can actively work to improve our relationship with ourselves and know that it's not doing us any favors to be critical and harsh. We need to come at this writing process, the business process, the life process with as much self-compassion as possible, and think to ourselves, we want to be the person that we would be to our friend, we want to be to ourselves. And instead of criticizing and finding fault and thinking about all the things we should have done, we need to stop shoulding on ourselves. We can actually think, right, what would I say to my very best friend or my mum or my sister or my husband or my partner, whoever it is? What would I say if they came to me and they started talking about themselves like this to me? You wouldn't, because you love them, you wouldn't accept it. So we've got to start loving ourselves and working on building a really great relationship with ourselves. And it's going to take practice, and we are going to slip up. We are going to, you know, slip into old habits, but it's okay. Just think, okay, I caught myself doing that. What can I do to move forward more positively? So I hope today was helpful. I hope it's given you food for thought. Let me know how you're getting on with it. It's something that I'm constantly working on, constantly thinking about. And if we can become our biggest supporters, I just think it's going to change so much for us when it comes to business, when it comes to writing, but also when it comes to life itself. So if you enjoyed this, please do share it with someone else. If you want to leave a review, I'd be very, very grateful. If you want to connect or you've got suggestions for other episodes, I'd love to hear from you. steph@stephcaswell.com. And I'm on Instagram, Steph Caswell Author, and I'm also on LinkedIn. So come and say hello. But until next time, happy writing.